I want to take us off to Southwark, which is perhaps now the most infamous or famous squat. If you saw your Evening Standard last night, it's the £3 million house. It was Britain's most expensive council house for Southwark. They're trying to sell it, but it's difficult because the squatters have moved in. So is LBC 97.3 reporter Tom Sawbrick. The difference is he's this side of the front door. Joins me now. Tom.
Morning, Nick. Well, I've tried to be fairly neighbourly this morning and try and get hold of one of the squatters, or even some of the squatters who are inside the house, and I did manage to rouse one of them, a man who says he goes by the name of Emily, but he it's a funny old tale, this one. He said he would be happy to do an interview, but with one proviso, that he wanted a bacon sandwich. Fair enough, I thought, so off I went and got him an absolute belter of a butty. We met again, and he, with a sleight of hand that was actually pretty impressive, reached through the padlocked wrought iron gate and snatched the sandwich out of my hand and ran back into the house. Now, obviously, I'm fuming because I'm £2 down, no sandwich or interview. And given their campaign is about fairness and justice, then so is mine. I want sandwich, payment or interview. I rang the bell repeatedly. They cut the bell. I tried to scale the 7-foot wall that runs around the house. I'm not athletic enough. I rang their media number. Yes, even squatters have to have a press officer, and that wasn't switched on. And then one of them came outside. Have a listen. Why won't you talk? Why won't you talk? We gave you a bacon sandwich. Why won't you talk to us? It's massively unfair.
Stop,
do you not think? It's
the door,
it's a really good chance to make your point, but you don't want to make it. Why don't you want to make your point? Why are you squatting here?
We gave you a media number and you're not using it.
Yeah, I've used the number. It doesn't work. It's not on.
You tried it at 6 in the morning.
6:45, actually. You should be up by now, shouldn't you? It's cold up there. Why are you squatting? How many are you? How many of you are up there? Why aren't you talking? I've called the number.
Well, not at 6:45 in the morning.
Oh, sorry, it's a bit early. Now, admittedly, I was a bit cross, hence the rather sarky comment at the end there, but it was a very good bacon sandwich.
So, effectively, you've been robbed of a bacon sandwich, Tom.
Well, I feel like it, yes. Absolutely robbed of a bacon sandwich, and it was £2, so I want £2 bacon sandwich back or interview. That's it, that's all I'm asking for.
And that plaintive cry, but I bought you a bacon sandwich, is what your journalistic ability amounts to today. Tom, hold station. Do not move. They must eventually come out. One of them's got to come out and get water or milk or bread or something, and I want you in position.